All right, just a couple minutes with you here on Wildcat Insider, the game KMAN. If you have a question or comment, 537-1350 if you have a quick phone call as well. But the week ahead, there is a lot coming up in addition to just the spring game and the Powercat auction on Friday that you heard about as well. K-State baseball is a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 2:30. Two games with New Mexico, and then this weekend it'll be West Virginia. So if you are going to get out to the park, you'll see another very good Big 12 opponent, another ranked team, just like last week when Texas Tech was in town. And you basically have the rest of the month to watch K-State baseball at Toyton Family Stadium. They're going to be home virtually this entire month with the one game at Coppin Stadium in between there as well, and then on the road to finish the year. So the time is now to get out to the ballpark there, and then, of course, we'll have a spring game and a baseball game on Saturday.
And over the course of time, New Mexico's been a pretty solid program in their conference. So the doubleheader tomorrow, and then Randy Mazey's done a really nice job, as we documented earlier in the show, with the West Virginia team. So this is a big week and a big weekend. Hope to see everybody at the Powercat auction and then out the football game. We'll hit the air on the network, by the way, at 12:30. 1:10 start to the ball game. And then if you can, after the game, head on over to Toynton and catch a little baseball.
I should throw in there, we will have Powercat game day at 11:30 as well. We'll do an hour of Powercat game day. We're going to be live from the stadium doing that. So not out in Cat Town where you normally find us, but we will have an hour of Powercat game day for you. Cole Manbeck's going to be on with Corey and I, and we'll have some of the interviews that you've heard on the game and Wildcat Insider throughout the last couple of weeks. Plenty of sound from Bill Snyder and Sean Snyder at the press conferences. We'll get you up to date on everything that has happened during spring football. What are you looking forward to the most in the spring game on Saturday?
Well, we've talked a lot about the different spots, but I think you really want to watch some of those that we headlined. I think you'd look at those quarterbacks with Alex Delton, obviously with Skylar Thompson. You're also going to see Hunter Hall a little bit, and I think you'll like him. The depth at the back and receiver position, and then, of course, those linebackers and that safety position to try to, you know, fill in there for Dante Barnett. I think everybody will be watching those kind of things for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about with the way that the program is right now. That's going to do it for this edition of Wildcat Insider. Appreciate Gene Taylor's time. If you missed any of that, the new K-State Athletic Director, you can hear it on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, and the on-demand tab, as well as Alex Barnes. For Mitch Fortner and Wyatt Thompson, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider. The final Wildcat Insider of this school year will be next Monday. We'll recap the spring game, and we will see you then.